Imagine a beach with tens of thousands of displaced walruses on it, all vying for a spot to rest. That's what's been happening every summer and fall since 2007 near Point Lay, Alaska.
They gathered here. We had a few times that they gathered a few here. Boy, they say, oh, lots of walrus up north. But there were like 10, 12, not, 40,000.
That's Point Lay resident Alan Upikson. The walruses haul out on barrier islands, which are a specific type of coastal landform, a thin sliver of land along the coastline that provide a barrier between the ocean and the mainland. The islands are usually mostly flat. They are created by waves and the sand in the ocean. The barrier islands at the very northwestern edge of Alaska, near the village of Point Lay, have been a substitute for sea ice as Pacific walruses look for a resting place. Due to a warming climate, sea ice is melting at a rapid pace. According to a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration report, the amount of sea ice in September 2019 was tied as the second lowest on record. Joel Garlick Miller is a marine mammal biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He has been monitoring the walruses as these changes to their natural habitat take place.
And so for walruses, which are very, their distribution is heavily influenced by sea ice because they like and need sea ice to haul out, to pull themselves out onto ice floes to rest between feeding bouts. So if there's no sea ice, it's very difficult for them to stay offshore.
Sea ice is not only melting faster, but also taking longer to freeze back up. Garlick Miller says, historically, sea ice would form in the Chukchi Sea near Point Lay earlier in the season and then spread out into the Bering Sea.
So much of the ocean was covered by sea ice. Over the past several decades, we've started to see ice forming later and later in the season and breaking up earlier and earlier, and the total extent has also shrunk quite considerably.
Garlick Miller's colleague, Chad Jay, a walrus biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, says we're getting longer and longer periods of open water during the summer and fall months.
Walruses use sea ice to rest upon, to give birth, and it also provides them a platform to be able to maintain themselves offshore and feed in areas that they need to be where the food is rich.
Walruses are bottom feeders. They use the whiskers on the tips of their snouts to feel the ground along the shallow ocean floor, and when they feel clams and other invertebrates, they suck them into their mouths. They swallow the soft part of the animal and spit back out the shells. However, with the loss of sea ice comes the loss of walruses' ability to use a large portion of their habitat, as females and young are not suited to spending long periods of time in open water. With summer sea ice melting and receding far offshore over deep Arctic basin waters, walruses' access to shallow feeding locations is limited by how far the haul-out sites are from food. If food is too far from a resting place, then walruses won't travel to it. So less sea ice means less food, and this poses a problem for the sustainability of present and future generations of walruses.
Historically, there's always been some sea ice over shallow continental shelf waters where they feed, but we're starting to see a regular pattern now in late summer, early fall, where the ice retreats so far north that it's beyond the shallow waters where walrus feed, and so walruses are forced to come to shore to rest.
This poses many problems for Pacific walruses. There's some risks and consequences associated with the formation of these big coastal haul-out sites. There's a lot of activity along the coasts. planes, boats, even terrestrial predators that walruses haven't historically had to face, including grizzly bears.
And so what happens is that these large aggregations are vulnerable to disturbance events.
Less sea ice means more walruses packed along the coastline and higher amounts of ship traffic, sightseeing, and airplanes. All of these activities create a perfect storm for the walruses.
Something can startle them, and they tend to spook as a herd. And when you have many thousands of animals rushing to the water, we sometimes see some trampling injuries and mortalities.
Larger walruses rush to the water and trample the young walruses. Point Lay residents like Leo Ferreira III and Perry Pickock have seen the haul out firsthand. They know that walruses' livelihood revolves around sea ice, and year after year, they watch their environment change.
And then we just realized that there is no ice, and that's why they're coming to shore, because we know usually they're on the ice all the time.
You know, they got to rest somewhere. Our ocean itself is running out of ice.
The USGS reports the total worldwide carbon emissions was approximately 32.5 billion metric tons in 2017. With CO2 in the atmosphere, it can lead to a greenhouse gas effect, which causes the planet to warm. This is why the ocean's sea ice is melting more and more every year and taking longer and longer to freeze up. Willard Neckock was born in Point Lay and lived there for about 30 years.
The weather, the ice is very, bad on all the animals that live on the ice, the walrus, the seals. It's just terrible.
Point Lay residents realize they can't stop climate change, but they say they'll continue to take care of their resources the best they can. For the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, I'm Alaska Teen Media Institute reporter, Riley Taylor.